Esme looked up as Major Patak came in from a briefing.
Bad news. Security's found a body stuffed in a utility closet on Deck 8-T2. And it was someone who'd had a pink tag. Neck broken, neatly and professionally. Also, they've got a hostage. Maybe. Ensign Serrano.
Baron!
He was sent to get something out of inventory. None of the automated systems are running, and never came back. When his unit went looking for him, they found a harness tucked into the rack he'd have been on, and a smear of blood. As if there'd been more, and someone had been careless wiping it up.
They'd have had to knock him out to take him.
So you'd think. Commander Jarls and Commander Voorhees are both furious, and nearly got into a flaming row right there at the briefing. Why was he sent alone? Why didn't someone raise the alarm sooner and so on? The Admiral was not happy with them, to put it mildly. The Captain? I don't even want to discuss. Scuttlebutt has it that he'd got crosswise of a Serrano 20-odd years ago. If that kid gets killed aboard his ship, he's going to have the whole family down on him.
But Ensign Serrano is surely more important than any feud.
Even as Esme said that, she knew it was wrong. Family was family, but a family would not jeopardize its standing for a single individual. Hers hadn't.
He's one ensign, on a ship with over 25,000 personnel. The captain can't let concerns about Serrano affect his primary concern, the safety of his ship. You've spent some time with him recently, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Something going on there?
Not really. We're just friends.
It sounded as lame and false as it felt. What had she been feeling around Baron? She hadn't done any of the things that regulations prohibited between senior and junior officers in a chain of command, even though they weren't in the same chain of command. But she had, if she was honest, wanted to do some of those things. If he did. He had never indicated that he did. She forced herself to look Patak in the eye.
After he helped me at that briefing for the senior tactical discussions group, we talked a few times. I liked him. He knew a lot of things about fleet, which they never taught us in school.
I'd noticed some changes. Coaching you, was he?
Yes. Admiral Serrano and others had mentioned that I confused, I think was their term, people because of mannerisms which are normal on Altiplano. Baron was able to define what I was doing wrong.
I wouldn't say exactly wrong.
And show me what the fleet customs were.
I see.
Patak rocked back and forth in her chair for a long moment, staring past Esme's elbow.
Sweeza, everything in your record says you're level-headed and not a troublemaker, but you've never had a partner that anyone knows about, have you?
Direct challenge got the answer out of her before she realized she was giving it.
No. No, I just didn't.
Huh. And you're not on any medication that would explain it, are you?
No, sir.
Sweeza, you're 10 years too old for this advice, but in some ways, if I didn't know better, I'd think you were 10 years younger. So try to take it as well meant. You're ripe for a fall, and Baron's the only male you've spent more than a work shift with. Whether you know it or not, you're on the slide now.
No, I won't.
There's nothing wrong with it, Sweeza. You're only a lieutenant, he's an ensign, that's a fairly common level of difference. You're not his commander. The only problem is, he's now in enemy hands, and we've got an emergency. I need your brain clear, your emotions steady. No racing off to do useless heroics or try to rescue your lover.
Lover?
Esme's heart pounded. Her stomach was doing free fall into her boots.
He's not...
Young woman, whether you have actually been skin to skin or not, he is the first man you've cared about since you were grown. That's clear enough. Admit it, and you'll deal with it better.
Esme had had those vague wishes, those inchoate fantasies. Baron's hands would not be like those other hands. The uniform was different. She dragged herself away from all that and fought down the flutter in her diaphragm.
I do care a lot what happens to him. We hadn't talked about anything else.
All right, now you've faced it. And now you have to face this. You and I have nothing to do with the search for Baron. For the intruders, for anything else. It's our job to get Wraith back in service before a Blood Horde battle group pops out here and blows us all away, or worse, captures us. Whatever happens to Baron Serrano cannot be as bad as the capture of this ship by the enemy. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
It was clear, in the part of her mind that was free to think clearly. The word capture rang in her mind with the finality of steel on stone. If they did not do their work, They might all be captives. And she knew she could not handle that. The vision sparkled in her mind. The quiet, competent, ordinary Lieutenant Sweeza going completely and irrevocably crazy the moment she became a captive again. However much she cared for Baron, she could not let that happen.
Good. I didn't think you'd do anything foolish, but the little I know about Altiplano suggests that you might have triggers set which would push you into some stupid rescue attempt.
They are going to try one, though, aren't they?
Major Patak looked away.
I don't know. The most critical thing is to find the intruders before they do any significant damage. Rescuing one ensign has to be a lower priority. What's really twisting the captain's tail is the fear that they'll disable the self-destruct.
The self-destruct?
Yes, the captain is not about to let us be captured by the Blood Horde. They could build cruisers with this facility and the expertise of our people. He's told the admirals that he'll blow us up first.
Good.
Patak looked at her oddly.
Most of us aren't happy about that. We admit the necessity, but you like it?
Better than captivity.
Well, you never cease to amaze, Sweeza. Since your brain seems to be working well enough, I'll answer some questions you'll no doubt ask in 5 minutes if I don't. We aren't jumping out of the system because we can't. I don't know why. It might be that the intruders sabotaged the FTL drive. It might be that the fast sequence jumps we did coming in shook something loose. Drives and maneuver is on it. I need you to do a search, since you're good at that. If we assume that the fast sequence jumps caused some structural damage or shift, what would it be?
Yes, sir.
If you come up with anything, buzz me. We've got those Wraith structural supports coming over the line, and I need to be there for the installation.
Patak started out the door, and then turned back.
Oh, yes. The new procedures are that no one goes anywhere alone, and that includes the head. We know that at least one of the intruders now has a current ID badge. No doubt, they'd like more. The captain may decide to firewall the ship, but right now there's not enough security personnel to man the access points. We're supposed to be alert for any strangers, anyone we're not used to seeing around, though on a ship this size, that's not much use. I certainly wouldn't know half the instructors over in T1 by sight, let alone the students. This is going to be a real bitch to implement. Rekeying thousands of IDs every day and rechecking all personnel they're given to. All of us wearing tagtails, all of us going around in bunches.
Are we all going to move into open base for sleeping?
I hope not. I can't sleep like that anymore. I'm old enough to be wakened by snorers. But it may come to that, though it means leaving a lot of compartments vacant, which can only help the intruders. Anyway, the captain's asked the flags for more personnel for security. And I understand that there were words exchanged about that between our admiral and Levati. But we've got to get Wraith back in action. If, as we suspect, there's a Blood Horde battle group coming here to pick us off, we'll need every bit of help we can get.
Is that possible? I mean, you said it would take...
longer than we have, I know. Hull repairs alone should run 60 to 70 days. Then there's refitting the internal systems, installing the weapons, testing, but there's nothing else to do. Maybe they'll be late. Maybe they'll get lost. Maybe our fleet will come back. Or maybe they'll get the self-destruct fixed and we won't have to worry about anything. At least those of us who don't believe in an afterlife. Do you? Is that why you think it's a good idea?
Not exactly.
Esme didn't believe in the afterlife her great-grandmother had taught her about, where the dead were placed on the level they'd earned like pots of flowers on a stand. But she found it hard to imagine nothingness. An absolute end. Patak looked as if she'd like to say something more, but left without another word. Esme looked at her screen a moment, and then at the bulkhead. Baron a hostage? Baron dead? She could not imagine either of those. Not Baron, so brimful of energy, so much a Serrano. It was not her assignment, Patak had warned her. But... of all the people on this ship, she was the one who had actually fought on shipboard. She was thinking the wrong things. She wasn't thinking at all. She scolded herself for letting a brief experience of command turn her head. With a ship full of admirals on down, they weren't going to let a lieutenant in Holland architecture do anything but look up statistics in computer files.